And my last question to you is, how do dreams fit in all of this?
Your dreams can be of great value. What we're about to offer you here regarding dreams may be the most important thing that you ever hear regarding dreams. For as you understand this, you will then be able to utilize your dreams more effectively. First, understand that your dreams are projected to your physical conscious mind, even though it is sleeping, from your inner being. Your dream is a communication to your physical being from your inner being.
Mm-hmm.
When you awaken in the morning remembering a dream, the most important question to ask yourself is, how did I feel? If the emotion that you remember as you were experiencing within your dream is positive emotion, then know that all is well and you are moving toward what you want. But if when you awaken you remember negative emotion within the dream, then understand that your inner being is saying to you, you are in the process of creating this that you do not want. We could spend many days speaking about dreams, but that which you have just heard will serve you very well. We've enjoyed very much interacting with you upon this most important topic. And as we are closing, we are wanting to encourage all who are hearing to, if you are wanting, seek interaction with your inner being. For in doing so, you will complete an intention that you held even before you emerged into this physical expression. You intended to be physical, indeed. If you did not, you would not be here. You intended to think and to attract unto you through your thought. Indeed, if you did not, you would not be here. And you intended to experience guidance from your broader being so that you will be able to evolve forth from your total evolvement, not keep starting over again. There is nothing that you should do or that you must do. Your work here in this physical experience is to decide what you want and then to utilize the laws in order to bring it about. We could have saved a lot of words if we said simply to you, seek joy. For as you seek those thoughts, as you seek those words, as you seek those life experiences that bring forth joy, then you are accessing the guidance that comes forth from your inner world. And you are, in that sense, a blended being, you see.
Mm-hmm.
There is great love here for you. We are complete.
And this concludes the recording regarding Great Awakening and Blending. This is Jerry, and I'd like to add a tag here. Since this Abraham material was originally received, Esther and I have been presenting Abraham Hicks' Art of Allowing workshops to from 40 to 60 cities a year. And from the materials received during these workshops, we've produced over 500 cassettes, CDs, workshop videos, and books, as well as a 365-day planning calendar and study group workbook. If you'd like to receive a complimentary copy of our quarterly journal and compendium of available publications, or more information regarding reserving your space at one of our interactive workshops, please call 755-2299, area code 830, or write to Abraham Hicks Publications at Post Office Box 690-070, San Antonio, Texas. And the zip code is 78269. Also, for an immediate overview of our works, visit our interactive website at www.abrahamhicks.com. That's www.abraham-hicks.com.